So, I think that it is the destiny of this American generation to point the road to the future for all the world to see. It is our prayer that all lovers of freedom may join us, the anguished common people of this earth, for whom we seek to light the path. I see an America where factory workers are not discarded after they reach their prime, where there is no endless chain of poverty from generation to generation, where impoverished farmers and farmhands do not become homeless wanderers, where monopoly does not make youth a beggar for a job. I see an America whose rivers and valleys and lakes, hills and streams and plains, the mountains over our land and nature's wealth deep under the earth are protected as the rightful heritage of all the people. I see an America where small business really has a chance to flourish and grow. I see an America of great cultural and educational opportunity for all its people. I see an America where the income from the land shall be implemented and protected by a government determined to guarantee to those who grow it a fair share of the national income. An America where the wheels of trade and private industry continue to turn to make the goods for America, where no businessmen can be stifled by the harsh hand of monopoly, and where the legitimate profits of legitimate business are the fair reward of every businessman. Every businessman, big and little, in all the nation. I see an America with peace in the ranks of labor. An America where the workers are really free, and through their great unions, undominated by any outside force or by any dictator within, can take their proper place at the council table with the owners and managers of business. Yes, an America where the dignity and the security of the working man and woman are guaranteed by their own strength and fortified by the safeguards of law. An America where those who have reached the evening of life shall live out their years in peace, in security, where pensions and insurance for these aged shall be given as a matter of right to those who through a long life of labor have served their families and their nation so well. I see an America devoted to our freedoms, unified by tolerance, unified by religious faith, a people concentrated, a people consecrated, consecrated to peace, a people confident in strength, because their body and their spirit are secure and unafraid.